Final home game of the season for the UMBC Retrievers gets underway about now. Starting on the ice for UMBC, it is number 11, Brenner Cranston, as Bucknell University scores less than a minute in to make it 1-0. Goal from Bucknell University, 34 seconds in, has made it 1-0. We're now a minute into this game, 1-0 for Bucknell. The goal from Jared Kordanowski, number 17, assisted by number 22, Tucker Ballas. Icing on UMBC, a minute 2 into the game. Line changes coming. Ethan Free steps onto the ice along with Ryan Lee making his return from injury. Taking the draw will be number 12, James Poschel, here on senior night. Opposite of him, number 8, Patrick Daly. Krista Lewis will dump it up and around. Ryan Lee unable to get the puck up and out of the zone. Bucknell able to keep it in. Lewis will chase it down into the corner. Over along boards, Bucknell comes up with it. Back to the point for Tommy Valido. That shot will go wide. Mason Conto and Ryan Lee battle for it along the boards. UMBC unable to get the puck out of the zone. The feed from Lewis. Freeze has it behind his net. He'll dump it out and away. Valido keeps it. Lee takes it. Lose control of the puck. Still unable to get it out. Third whack at it. UMBC up and out of the zone. Freeze stood up on the counter. Hit by Valido. Collinson is backhanded away and out of the zone. Bucknell line changes and Collinson will get it again. So down a play and look for Granton. Puck just out of his reach. Chasing it down is Valido for Bucknell. He'll start up a rush in his own zone. Granton shoulders him down, forces him to retreat. Kordanowski brings it in. He'll fire a shot. That one will be blocked by Alicia Hees. UMBC trying to get this one out. Kordanowski makes a move, loses one to the outside, trying to bring it on his backhand. Has that one knocked away. Now bringing this one ahead will be Don DeAngelis for UMBC. First offensive zone time for UMBC of the game. This one will be brought in by Gavin Hazel on the boards. Whistle will blow. Stoppage in play here. 17:32 to go in the first. 1-0 for Bucknell. Equipment error for UMBC. Another faceoff will be coming in their own zone. Taking the faceoff for UMBC is Hayes. Bucknell will win it and dump it up and out of the zone. Hand pass by Alicia Hees will blow the play dead for another draw. Hand pass will bring the faceoff in the UMBC zone for another draw. This one with backhander will go wide of starting goalie Sean Brown. Bucknell will control this one to the outside. This shot from the point. That one gets deflected up and out of play by Brandon Feldman. That shot coming from number 24, Brady Callahan of Bucknell. This will bring another faceoff in the identical zone to be taken once again by Gavin Hayes. Opposite him will be Patrick Daly. Daly will win the draw. Back that one is blocked by Hees. Bucknell able to keep it in. He'll try to serve this one around. Flip one towards the front of the cage. That one taken away by Hayes. He'll drop this one all the way up and down. That will be icing. Nope, played by the goalie. He'll cancel out the icing and start up a rush for Bucknell in their own zone. Hees with the pressure, forcing a turnover. Bucknell able to keep. Cross-ice pass, unable to connect, but able to keep it, is Patrick Daly. Daly will skate this one in on his backhand, keeping this one himself close to his forehand for a shot. That one gets blocked. That'll go right to Sean Brown, who covers it up. Blocked shot for Gavin Hayes, and he will get the line change for both sides. Another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. On the ice for UMBC now, Scotty Collinson, Brenner Granston, Ryan Lee, as well as Ethan Freeze. Bucknell will win this draw. Keeping it in is Eric Evzelius. We'll dump this one behind the cage. Let's scrum forward along the boards. Bucknell still keeping possession. Backhand pass stays along the boards, trying a centering pass. Good pressure by UMBC to break up the play. Granston will carry it on his backhand, trying to get this one out. Bucknell able to take back control. They'll still battle for it along the boards, and coming up with it is Bucknell again. That shot rings off the bar for Eric Bush. Bucknell still keeping control. This one will squirt behind the cage. Lucky break for UMBC on the shot from Eric Bush, ringing off the inside of the post. Lee will clear this one out. Bucknell will chase it back in their own zone, played by Eric Afdelius. UMBC takes control of it. Turnover, Bucknell gains possession once again. Still battling for it again. This one, a centering pass for Lee, does not connect. Bucknell now takes back control. They'll start up a rush the other way with a 2-on-2 led by Eric Bush. Offside called, whistle blown, play dead, another faceoff coming. Good defensive efforts from UMBC so far outside of the goal. 34 seconds into the game, UMBC has tightened up a bit to this point. Bucknell with the majority of possession so far, but unable to get too many scoring chances on Sean Brown. Shots on goal to this point, 3-0 for Bucknell University. Taking this draw will be Dylan Schaub, and he will win it back to Krista Lewis. She will play it over to Fries. Fries tries to work it ahead to Philip Crum. Crum tries to control this one ahead to Schaub. Bucknell able to take it. Still battling for it. Bucknell able to bring it into the zone. Patrick Daly has it. He'll fire one. That one saved by Sean Brown with the blocker. Jump forward along the board. Bucknell keeps it in again. This shot from the point. Well wide of the goal. Take it back once again. Ethan Fries, leading goal scorer for UMBC. He'll carry this one in himself on his backhand. Battled for along the board. Has it knocked off him, but Crum able to track it down and move it to Poschel. Postal tries a centering pass. That one broken up by Daly. Daly pressured behind his own cage, looking for an option, able to find it. Bucknell able to carry it up and out of the zone. This rush will be led by Brady Callahan. Callahan loses control on the pressure by Toms. And moving this one ahead, Krista Lewis will control in her own zone. Loves the pass to get it out. Bucknell controls behind the cage. Fries able to get it back. Fries knocked down. Bucknell still has it. We'll try a starting pass, broken up by Lewis. Bucknell still pressured along the boards, and this one is Dylan Schaub coming up with it, looking for an exit pass. He's able to find it for Postal. He's got Crum with him on the other side. Bucknell able to pressure and knock away the puck. Tucker Vallis dumps this one in for Bucknell. Fries will chase it down. Jared Kornowski, the goal scorer, able to keep it in. Fries takes the puck back, looking for some options, trying to backhand this one out of the zone, kept in by Bush. And working it back for a shot from the point into the chest of Brown. The rebound still loose in front, trying on the backhand, unable to get it through. Brown able to dive back and keep that one out. Great defensive effort by Lewis to keep away the high danger scoring chance. Controlling this one in the Bucknell defensive zone will be Eric Afdelius, looking for an option behind his own cage. He'll work it for Captain Griffin Tully. Tully will skate this one up and out of the zone. He's past the blue line now. He'll get past Crum. Nice hit by Hembrecht to break that one up. This one shot from the outside right into the chest of Sean Brown for the save. Face off in the UMBC zone. Philip Crum will take this draw, or rather Gavin Hayes will take this draw. And he will win it back to Matt Hembrecht. Hembrecht will battle for it along the boards. Bucknell able to take it back. Staring past that one broken up by DeAngelis. They'll work this one back to the point once more. Fire shot from the outside, turned aside by Sean Brown for another save. Bucknell keeps control along the boards. They'll still scrum for it. Coming up with it is Sebastian Buckley. Buckley looks for option, tries a wraparound try. That one shut down with the blocker of Sean Brown. DeAngelis has it. He'll look for a cross ice pass, trying to find Crum. Brings it up and out. Feldman tries to backhand that one in. The play is blown dead. 12:53 to go in period number one. 1-0 for Bucknell University. Shots on goal to this point, 8-0. UMBC still looking for their first sustained zone possession of the game, but able to keep the puck away from Sean Brown for the most part. Brown's had to make a couple saves, none of them particularly too dangerous to this point. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw for UMBC. Opposite of him will be Jared Kornowski, the goal scorer for Bucknell. Collinson wins it back to Alicia Hees, making her debut for UMBC here tonight. That one dumped in by Lee. That'll be a shot on goal, but that one is kicked aside. First shot on goal of the game for UMBC. It's a breakaway for Eric Crum. He scores. Eric Bush gets loose on the breakaway and makes it 2-0 for Bucknell University. Sucknell goal scored by number 4, Eric Bush, assisted by number 9, Tommy Vitolo. Time of the goal, 7:22. Play restarts again, 2-0 lead for Bucknell University. Brenner Granston controls this one again. Has that one taken back for Bucknell. They'll look for another opportunity as Tucker Ballas brings it into the zone. That one is saved by Sean Brown. Losing control is the goal scorer, Eric Bush. This one will go all the way back down. Bucknell forced to restart with 12:10 to go in the first period. Bush will work it ahead. Pressured by Scotty Collinson. Tucker Ballas will try to dump this one into the zone. Playing that will be Margaret Van Vracken. And another goal for Bucknell as that one comes loose in the crease, buried it to make it 3-0. Goal scorer looks to be number 17, Jaron Bordanowski, with his second of the period with 11:55 to go in the first. Bucknell goal scored by number 17 is Jaron Bordanowski, assisted by number 22, Tucker Ballas. Time of the goal, 8:05. Play resumes, 3-0 for Bucknell University. Jared Kordanowski with 2 goals in the period. Tucker Ballas with the assist. That shot on goal from Griffin Tully is turned aside for a whistle. Shots on goal, 12-1 for Bucknell to this point. Been in full control of the puck so far. 11:39 to go in the first period. UMBC in desperate need of some zone time. Micah Temenak will take this draw. They'll still be scrum for it in the corner, knocked away and controlled by UMBC, trying to get this one up and out of the zone, but Bucknell able to control it. Comes back to Tucker Ballas. This shot from the outside turned aside by Brown. This one will get all the way up and out. Brady Tom's able to get that one out of the zone as Brady Callahan retreats back into his own zone, looking for a backhand option. Play blown dead. Another faceoff coming. No line changes coming for either side at this point. Looks like it'll be a draw in the offensive zone for UMBC. This draw will be taken once again by Micah Temenak. Temenak has Freeze and Lewis at the point. Bucknell will win the draw back to the goaltender. The goaltender will kick this one back to the outside for Brady Callahan. Trying to work this one out is Griffin Tully. Tully works it around to the outside. Bucknell taking their time in their own zone, trying to bring a rush. Temenak breaks that one up with his hand, but Bucknell still able to control and get this one into the outside. As Patrick Daly tries a centering pass, finds Eric Bush, who scores to make it 4-0. Bucknell will control once again. They'll carry this one over the center line, dumping that one in. Juggled by Brown, able to make the save. Line change coming for UMBC. Bucknell will stay the same. Coming on will be Alicia Hees. Matt Hembrecht on defense. UMBC will try to control through this puck out. The dump in from DeAngelis goes off the boards and right back to Bucknell. Mason Conto will dump this puck in. Tracking it down is Alicia Hees. She's got some time to make a play. He's trying to get this one up and out, pressured by 3 Bucknell players. Turnover for a shot, that one turned aside. Hembrecht tries to back this one up out of the zone, kept in by Bucknell. DeAngelis trying to pressure, unable to get it out. Conto keeps it in. Conto fire from the outside into the chest of Brown for another whistle. Bucknell goal scored by number 2, Kyle Crichton, assisted by number 8, Patrick Daly, and number 63, Griffin Tully. Time of the goal, 9:09. Collinson will take this draw for UMBC in the defensive zone. Bucknell will win it, but it'll go all the way back out, chased down by Eric Abzelius. Collinson will put some pressure on and force a turnover for Ethan Freeze. Opportunity now for UMBC as Freeze tries to cut in. He's shut down by the defense of Bucknell. Hembrecht tries to pressure, able to keep it in, trying to find Ryan Lee, but able to get it back in the neutral zone. Turnover back to Bucknell, and now looking ahead is Jared Kordanowski. He's dumped this one behind the cage, picked up by Hembrecht. Hembrecht loses it, but still trying to battle for it. And taken back by Alicia Hees. She'll control it along the boards. Taking it back is Eric Bush. So getting it back is Freeze. Freeze trying to control this one all the way up center ice. He's got Ryan Lee on his left. Lee will bring it in and dump it up and around the boards for Lee. Buck will escape him and get back to the point. Collinson will force some pressure, but Bucknell able to get it up and out of the zone. Another dump in for UMBC. Goaltender William Strickler will play it behind his own cage. Only one save to his name so far. Collinson controlling on his backhand back to the point for Grantson. That slap shot from the point goes wide of the goal. Best opportunity of the game so far for UMBC as Bucknell takes it back once again. Eric Bush has this one. He'll carry it over the blue line. He'll fire a shot. That one turned aside by Brown and knocked into the corner. Taking it back, Jared Bordanowski. He's got two goals on the night. Battle along the boards. Grantson able to come up with it, and he'll look for some options ahead. Grantson controls his own end, able to get it over the blue line. Has it knocked away, Collinson will try to make some pressure on it, able to knock down Kyle Crichton. Still controlling for another shot. That one turned aside. A big save for Sean Brown with the blocker to keep this one 4-0. Stop at Jared Bordanowski from recording his hat trick here in the first period. Grantson works it all the way back for Ethan Freeze. He'll try to start something in his own end. Looks ahead for Lee. That pass intercepted. Eric Abzelius carries it in his own zone. Pressured by Scotty Collinson. He'll try to circle this one behind the cage and look for some options. He'll try centering pass. That one broken up by Freeze. Another opportunity knocked away by Hembrecht. Crichton dumps it around the boards, hit by Hembrecht. Freeze controls, looking for options. He'll circle it back for Brenner Grantson. Grantson tries to look ahead for Lee just out of his reach. That shot from the point gets away from him. Hembrecht will chase this one all the way down. Bucknell still able to keep it into the zone. Crichton tries a centering pass for Tully. Tully works it over for Evzelius. That one knocked away. And now a potential rush for Ethan Freeze, looking to get UMBC on the board. He'll fire and score! Ethan Freeze gets UMBC on the board. 7:06 to go in the first, and it is 4-1. UMBC goal scored by number 9, Ethan Freeze. Unassisted. Time of the goal, 12:54. Second shot on goal of the game for UMBC ends up in the back of the net on an Ethan Freeze breakaway to get the Retrievers on the board and make this game 4-1, 6:53 to go in the first period. Looking to get some momentum here as DeAngelis 2-on-2. He'll try to slide this one in. That'll be a shot on goal turned aside. This one will go back behind the cage, looking for some options. He'll try another shot. That one gets blocked. Another one gets through. Two shots on goal for UMBC. And covered up by the goaltender, William Strickler. UMBC with four shots on goal in just under 20 seconds here. Slowly getting some momentum back in this game. Gavin Hayes will be taking this draw, try to keep the momentum on their side. Hayes will win it back to DeAngelis. DeAngelis try to push this one behind the cage and look for some options. Bucknell will take control and clear this one up and out of the zone. Krista Lewis will control, try to work this one ahead. Bucknell able to get it back, but knocked away by Simone Loyson. Back for Grantson. He'll look for some options as he stick handles his way through the neutral zone. Grantson looking for some options. He's got it over the blue line, looking for another neat stick work from Grantson all the way down to the other end.
Better than
he'll chase
nothing.
This one back down again. Bucknell has it. He'll try to work this one ahead and dumped all the way in for Tucker Ballas. This one will go all the way back down and right back onto the stick of Bucknell for number 24, Brady Callahan. Eric Bush will control, look ahead for Buckley. Buckley carries it into the zone, knocked away by Hayes. Callahan controlled once again, taken back by Hayes. This one will go all the way back down, try to race for it, and try to work that one out. Pass from the goaltender to Brady Callahan. Callahan carries it over the center line and over the blue line. He'll look for an opportunity. That one broken up by Grantson. Callahan will dump it back in, controlled by Brenner Grantson once again. He'll look for more options as he stick handles his way through the defensive zone into the neutral zone. Trying to find Brady Toms, unable to connect. He's now trying to work it ahead. It is Jack Spence with a shot. That was blocked by Callahan. Good offensive chances for UMBC here in the final 2 minutes. As now here's Bucknell trying to bring it in again. Chasing that one down is Eric Bush. Alicia Hees will battle for this one along the board. And now Jack Spence has it again. He'll work for it. as he's challenged by Callahan up and out. This puck will go all the way down and chased by Griffin Tully for the icing. 4:44 to go in period number one, 4-1 for Bucknell University. Shots on goal 18-5 to this point. Goal scorers Jared Kornoski, Kyle Crichton, Eric Bush for Bucknell, and Ethan Fries unassisted for UMBC to this point.
Do you think that chip in was on goal or wide?
Wide.
That's what I thought.
Taking the draw for UMBC is Micah Temanek. This one's shot from the outside. That one's blocked by his teammate, Kyle Crichton. Controlling this one, trying for a wraparound try. That one up into the air, up and out of play for another whistle coming in the defensive zone for UMBC. Line change coming for UMBC following the whistle after the icing. Coming on is the goal scorer Ethan Fries and Scotty Collinson to be taking this draw. Ryan Lee will also join them on the wing. Bucknell wins it. Back to the point with a slap shot. That one turned aside by Brown. This will come back to the point for Afzelius again. He'll dump it in. Afzelius still has it. He'll try centering pass. That one broken up before it could get anywhere. Fries has it once again. He'll chip this one out and ahead. He'll try to race for it. He'll cancel out the icing as he'll control it in the offensive zone. Fries tries a centering pass. That one couldn't get through. Great save from Stickler. Collinson with his best opportunity of the period. A great pass from Ethan Fries. Strickler able to follow it the whole way for another save. 4 minutes to go in period number one, 4-1 for Buckman. Alicia Hees controls, looking ahead for Fries. Fries will control and dump this one around the boards. Buckman will take control. Bad pass and Lee will keep this one in. Scotty Collinson has that one just bounce out of his reach. Collinson will still battle for it. He'll look for a centering pass to Lee. Able to control, Strickler able to keep his stick down and make the save. This one will go all the way back down. Brenner Granston has it. He'll slow it down and look for some options. He'll look for Scotty Collinson to bring it in. Collinson carries it into the zone. Drops it back for Lee. Lee's pass across goes into the netting for a whistle. 3:21 to go in the first period. Bucknell in control early in the period, but in the last 5 minutes or so, UMBC has gotten on the board and able to get some offensive chances of their own with a couple shots on goal. Shots on goal at 19-6 to this point for Bucknell University. Collinson will take this draw once again for UMBC. Bucknell able to come up with it, but Branston unable to keep it in, and it will be a delayed offsides. Another faceoff coming. Close offsides called on UMBC, but there will be another draw coming, and line changes coming for UMBC. Coming onto the ice will be Dylan Schaub. Brenner Granston will stay on, and joining him will be Margaret Van Bracken. Schaub will take this draw. Bucknell able to control, he'll get it up and out of the zone, and Granston will dump it back in. Played offsides, washed out, Bucknell plays it. Controlled by Tommy Valito. We'll try to work this one ahead to Nate Badger. So brought back in for another shot on goal, turned aside by Brown on the shot by Kornoski, looking for his hat trick. Kornoski with a centering pass, another big save for Sean Brown on the wide open opportunity. And he shuts down Nate Badger clean. Badger was all alone in front, but Sean Brown able to get the glove on it and knock that one all the way out of the zone. Callahan will bring this one in for Bucknell. Callahan gets around, fires one. He'll ring that one off the post. Still dangerous. UMBC Chokes trying to move it ahead as Schaub will bring it in. He's challenged, trying to get this over the blue line, able to dump it in. Bucknell able to take it back. This one will go back down for Van Bracken. Granson controls, flips it up. Bucknell takes control once again. Callahan has it. He'll carry this one himself into the zone, look for an opportunity. He's shut down by Granston. He'll try to bring this one in on the backhand. That one turned aside by Brown, and the rebound goes behind the cage. Brown able to somehow keep that one out of the net again. Granston taking this one himself, gets around a couple and draws a penalty. First power play of the game, and it will be coming to UMBC with 1:56 to go in period number one, trying to make this a two-goal game. First power play of the game coming for UMBC. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw. This one will go all the way back down. Cleared by Bucknell, and Sean Brown will control it behind his cage.
They know. It literally won't let me put it in.
It'll be fine. There's 1:56 left. They know. It's all, yeah, that's it. To the end of the period.
I have to figure that out.
Freeze has it. He'll control this one over the line. He's got the lone goal.
It was 2 minutes at 157. Or 156. Sorry. I can't.
This one go all the way back over. D'Angelo's that puck just out of his reach. Crystal Lewis keeping this one in, trying to control. D'Angelo's has it, looking for options. Bucknell with the pressure. It's going to go all the way back down again, chased down by Krista Lewis. Crown controls, short dump pass to Lewis. They'll try to set up a play. Lewis will carry this one over the blue line. Move around one, poked away by Eric Bush. Freeze has to get back. He's able to stop the breakaway.
Hold it, Bush!
Bush still able to control. He'll try a shot from the angle that goes wide. And Buckner will control. 52 seconds to go in period number one. He'll kill off a good portion of this power play.
Hey, how about one of you go get it?
Lewis controls behind the net. Looking this time to set up a play. Scotty Collinson to DeAngelis. DeAngelis carries it over the blue line. Collinson will chase this one down behind the cage. Picked up by Collinson once again. 30 seconds to go in the period. Collinson still has it. Looks for a cross ice pass. That one broken up. And it'll be cleared all the way down by Bucknell once again. Granson has it. He's got Freeze ahead of him. Granson will take it himself over the line. He's got DeAngelis on his opposite wing. He'll look for an option. Granson will fire into the chest of Strickler. He's able to make the save. Another opportunity, another save for Strickler, and he covers with 3 seconds to go in the period. He'll clear that one away. And that'll do it for the first period. 4-1 for Bucknell University. UMBC will have 4 seconds on the power play to start period two. Ready for the second period between UMBC and Bucknell. Score 4-1 for Bucknell University. 4 seconds left on the UMBC power play, and it is over. Back to even strength now, 5-on-5, still a 4-1 lead for Bucknell after an unsuccessful UMBC power play. Bucknell will dump this one ahead. This will be played by Kredenowski. He's got two. He'll dump this one across, broken up by Grant, and the puck comes out in front, saved by Brown, and he will cover a big save to keep this a 3-goal game, 23 seconds into the second period. Be another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone to be played by Gavin Hayes. Hayes will win the draw back, but Bucknell will control. Kordanowski with his backhander that goes wide. Bucknell controlling in their own zone again. UMBC able to dump this one all the way down. And this one will be chased down by Griffin Tully. Tully on his backhand behind his own cage, pressured by Dylan Schaub. Bring this one in again is Tully. On his forehand, dumps it back to Kordanowski. His shot saved by Brown, 55 seconds into period number two. Some line changes coming now. Kordanowski will be taking this draw opposite of Scotty Collinson. Bucknell wins it. Back shot from the point goes outside. Gets through Brown, but on the outside of the cage. Eric Bush tries to sweep that one in. That one turned aside by Brown. Trying to bring it around is Freeze. Down the wing, he'll dump this one all the way down the boards. Ryan Lee will battle for it behind the cage. Bucknell will come up with it. Mason Conta will dump this one all the way out of the zone. His shot from Collinson whistles wide of the goal. Bucknell has it, pressured by Collinson, a nice hit to knock the puck free. This one will go behind Sean Brown and chased down by Lewis. Granson controls, looks for options to get it up and out of the zone as Bucknell pressures. This one will come to the center. Lee will get it and dump it to the wing for Lewis. Lewis out of the zone, gets it through for Lee, a potential break for UMBC. Eric Bush able to break that one up. Lee still with some control, looking for a centering pass, tried to circle that one through, but just out of the reach of Strickler. Collinson still has it, works it behind for Freeze. That one taken back by Bucknell and just out of reach. This one will go all the way down. No icing on the play. Lewis will chase it down. Line change coming for Bucknell. Off the cleared icing. Lewis will dump it around to the outside. Bucknell trying to take control, trying to work this one to the front. They'll shoot that one turned aside by Sean Brown on the opportunity for Patrick Daly. Callahan tried to dump it in. Another shot from Daly. Control. The puck is still loose in the crease, and Brown able to grab it and cover. An excellent start to the period for Sean Brown with 5 saves already to keep Bucknell off the board. Fresh lines coming on for UMBC. Matt Hembrick stepping on the ice alongside Gavin Hayes. Probably won by Hayes. Taken by Hembrick behind his own cage. Hembrick will control out of his own zone. Pressure behind the boards, trying to circle that one in. Bucknell with some control. He'll carry this one over the center line and dumped in by number 11, Cameron Kleinberger. He'll control once again on their own cage, pressured by Hembrick. Taking it back is UMBC, trying to find DeAngelis. He's knocked down, a penalty coming for UMBC. Bucknell penalty number 24, Brady Callahan, 2 minutes for tripping for a UMBC power play. Collinson will take this draw. He'll tie it up. Bucknell gets control and dumps it all the way back down. Ryan Lee will battle for it behind his own cage. Great pressure by Bucknell to waste some time here on the power play. As DeAngelis comes up with it, he'll look to start a rush. Pressured once again, has that one knocked away from him. Bucknell controlling this puck entirely in their own zone right now. Freeze has it. Looks cross crease for DeAngelis, just out of his reach, able to control. Trying to slow it down and start a play. Trying to work it ahead for Freeze. Pressured by Bucknell. And Griffin Tully able to work it ahead for Bush to get it away. Bush works it down, stopped by Brown. 11:10 to go on the power play. No chances to speak of so far for UMBC as Branston controls. Has that one knocked away on the poke check by Tucker Ballas. Ballas will dump this one all the way back down again. Lee will chase it, picked up by Daly. Daly still with it, pressured by Collinson, and Lee still able to come up with it as Granston controls, tries to work it for Scotty Collinson. Granston able to get it out of his own zone. 43 seconds to go in the power play. He'll carry it into the offensive zone, able to get it to the goalie. Goalie will flip it all the way up and back down again. Outstanding penalty kill for Bucknell so far. 30 seconds to go. Lee chases it down. He's pressured again. Bucknell still has it. Lee able to win it and works it ahead for Collinson, now for DeAngelis. Carries it into the offensive zone, tries to dump it in. His dump in is blocked, but he'll chase it back down. This one will go down once again. Final 10 seconds of the second power play of the game for UMBC. Lewis will control as Callahan gets ready to come back onto the ice. So they're all the way back down. Penalty killed for Bucknell. Starting behind their own cage is Bucknell, number 9, Timmy Pitalo. Pitalo dumps it in, Lewis will chase it down. She'll be pressured by Ponto. She'll win it for Freeze. Freeze out of his own zone. Freeze has it knocked away. Buckley, offside called on Bucknell University for a whistle. 14:40 to go in the second period. No goals to speak of as of yet in the second. Still 4-1 for Bucknell. Branson has this one off the faceoff. He'll slow it down. Tries to work it ahead. Goes through DeAngelis and all the way down. No icing call. Kleinberger has it. He'll work it ahead. Pressured by Schaub. He knocks it free. Lewis works it over, gives it right to Crichton. Bucknell now with an opportunity. That one got through. A great diving play from Lewis to break that one up. Getting it back is Hayes. He'll work this one up and out of his zone. Bucknell controls. He'll try to start again with Mason Conto. Lewis chases it, has Branston for support. He'll take it herself. Now works it back for Granston along the end boards. He'll skate this one ahead himself and out of the zone for an opportunity. turnover for Bucknell, picked up by Kordanowski. Kordanowski fires that one, is blocked by Lewis. The rebound puck is still loose on the wraparound. And keeping that one out is Sean Brown again, covering the other post with the pad and keeping that one out. Score stays at 4-1. Outstanding goaltending from Sean Brown to start this period. Shots on goal to this point, 29-8 for Bucknell. Score still 4-1. Taking this draw will be Feldman. Bucknell wins it. This will be Callahan working it over for Kordanowski. He'll center this one towards the net, knocked away and saved by Brown again. Schaub takes this draw and knocked away by Crum. This one will go all the way back down and wide. Crum will win the draw and cancel out the icing. He'll chase this one down as Callahan beats him to the puck. Callahan trying to work in this one ahead for Bush, has that one knocked away. Bucknell captain Griffin Tully works it ahead and back down for Brady Callahan. Callahan still has it, offsides called, another faceoff coming. Bucknell offsides. Taking this draw will be Schaub. He'll win it, but Bucknell trying to control and dump it into the zone, they will. But picked up by UMBC and dumped back down. Griffin Tully will play it for Bucknell. He'll be pressured by Poschel. Tully able to escape and work it ahead. Branston has it, he'll dump it along the boards. Played back by Brady Callahan, he'll carry it into the zone. Knocked away. Trying to start a rush for UMBC, but Callahan able to prevent the two-on-one. Trying to work this one ahead for Crum. Crum still has it. He'll try to chase this one down. Tully beats him to it. He's trying to knock that puck free. And Bucknell will clear it out of the zone. Number 5, Nate Badger takes a big hit from Scotty Collinson into the boards. He'll get off right away. As now Brenner Granston will control with some stick handling in his own zone. Trying to keep it away from Eric Bush. He will. And a penalty coming up once again, and it will be on Bucknell. Third power play of the game coming for UMBC. Bucknell penalty to number 4, Eric Bush. 2 minutes for hooking for a UMBC power play. Third power play coming up for UMBC. Collinson wins the draw. Clean back for Alicia Hees. That puck tries to get through the crease. This one will be knocked away by Bucknell and cleared up and out of the zone. This one will go all the way back down. And played by Matt Hembreck. Challenged by Jared Kordanowski. This one picked up another shot. That one is blocked on the shot from Daly. Blocked by Collinson. Daly able to get it back. Alicia Hees will pressure, Ryan Lee will take over and skate this one out of the zone. He's got 3 men ahead of him, he'll cut all the way through. Ryan Lee with a nice rush, that one broken up at the last second by Daly. Oh, knocked away from Brown on the dump-in. Hembrecht will control. Hembrecht pressured by Kordanowski. Lee works it over for Freeze. Freeze the lone goal scorer for UMBC. Works it ahead. Alicia Hees trying to control. He'll still scrum forward along the boards. UMBC still trying to come up with this puck. Pressuring is Kordanowski again. Keeping it in is Lee for Freeze. Freeze controlling down the wing, looking for some options as he's pressured. He'll try a centering pass. That one broken up in front. Net comes off of its moorings, off of the push from Kleinberger. 43 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. A better looking one so far. They've had some opportunities on the later half. Line changes coming again. Taking the draw for UMBC on this power play will be Feldman. He's got Brenner Granston back of him. He's got DeAngelis with him on the wing as well. He'll win it back for Granston. Granston looks for some options. Deeks around one. He'll fire that one into the glove of William Strickler. Another face-off coming for UMBC. Feldman will take this draw again. He'll look to win it back for Granson for another opportunity. Bucknell will win this one. Veloto gets it past Granson. This one will go all the way back down. 30 seconds left on the power play. Winning the race will be Tucker Ballas for Buckley. He'll try centering past that one. Does not connect. That one will escape all the way back down. Griffin Tully will play it and will kill off the final 20 seconds. That one is broken up. A great defensive play by Gavin Hayes to pressure this buck in their own zone. That one will go all the way back for Strickler. And they'll dump this one back down. That one will get through Granston, and that will kill off the final 5 seconds of the power play for UMBC. Back to even strength now as DeAngelis carries this puck into the zone. Tries to chip it around Vitolo. He gets it back, trying to work this one ahead again. Carrying this one ahead by himself is Vitolo. Now working that one ahead for Vitolo. Perhaps he's throwing. Tommy Vitolo on the lead from Eric Bush. Makes it 5-1 for Bucknell, the first goal of the period, with 9:51 to go in the second. Bucknell goal scored by number 9, Tommy Vitolo, assisted by number 4, Eric Bush, and number 42, Sebastian Buckley. Time of the goal, 10:09. Play restarts once again, 4-goal lead for Bucknell University off of the goal from Tommy Vitolo. This buck will go all the way down into the UMBC zone. No battle for it along the boards. Jack Spence trying to knock that one free. Able to work it to Simone Boyson. Bucknell still in control, controlling it behind the net. Kordonoski. As Granston tries to get this one out of the zone, he will, off of the bounce of the board, pressured by Brady Toms, forces Bucknell to retreat. They'll carry this one into their own zone now with Tucker Ballas. Ballas tries to carry past that one off his skates into the crease of Sean Brown. He'll save it and cover. Fresh skaters coming on for Bucknell now. UMBC will remain the same. Shots on goal, 34-9 for Bucknell. Patrick Daly ties up with Van Bracken off the draw. Centering pass from Crichton doesn't connect, and Granston has it. He'll carry this one up and out of the zone. He's got Toms with him for support. He's pressured. Toms able to knock it into the zone. Toms pushes the boards, looks for some options. Bucknell able to take it back and force it out of the zone. Big hit from Brenner Granson and the puck free. And now Efzelius able to push it in to the offensive zone for Bucknell. Efzelius wheels this one all the way around. Back to the point for Callahan. Callahan will fire one. That one saved by Brown with the pad. Jack Spence will pick it up. Looks for Van Bracken, unable to find her. Brady Toms will try to chase this one down. Toms will win the race, but has it poked away by Efzelius. Callahan has it. He'll work this one ahead himself. He's got Freeze to contend with before he can get it in. Able to get around Freeze. They'll fire one. That one goes wide of the goal. Good opportunity for Callahan as the play blown dead. 8:12 to go in period number 2. 5-1 for Bucknell. Some line changes coming for both sides, for UMBC as well. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw for UMBC. Opposite of him will be Jared Kordonoski. He's got 2 goals on the night. Matt Hembrecht controls this one off the draw, tries to backhand this one ahead for Ryan Lee. Lee works this one over for Freeze. Freeze backhands this one in. That one is shut down. Alicia Hees has it. She'll try to work this one ahead. Has that pass picked off. This one, they'll try a centering pass, unable to connect. The follow-up, a great save for Brown. The puck's still loose. Another outstanding sequence for Sean Brown. An outstanding save on Eric Bush, sitting on his butt, able to reach the glove up and knock it out of the top corner. 7:48 to go in the second period. Sean Brown with another sequence to keep this a 4-goal game. Scotty Collinson will be taking this draw opposite of Kordonoski. Collinson will win it, but Bucknell will control this shot from the point. That one turned aside, still loose. And Brown able to make another save. Another delay before the faceoff. Collinson will take another draw opposite of Mason Conto. Conto will win it. He'll work it over for Kleinberger. Alicia Hughes will battle for it. Freeze trying to knock it free. Lee able to poke it up and ahead. Lee trying to win this race to the puck. Just couldn't get the angle on it, but still trying to push him off. Lee with an opportunity. That one turned aside by Strickler. A great hustle play from Ryan Lee. Couple controlling in the defensive zone again. Still trying to pressure this one ahead. This one will go all the way back down. Hembrecht will be forced to chase this one. Opposite of Sebastian Buckley. Hembrecht wins it, works it for Hughes. Buckley unable to get it back. He's still controlling along the boards. Trying to work this one all the way back around. This one back for Tulsi. Tully has it again. Back to the point outside. They'll fire this one from the outside. That one caught by Brown, and he will cover Patrick Dale with another shot on goal. 6:54 to go in the second period. 5-1 for Bucknell again. Fresh line changes coming for both sides. Stepping on the ice will be Brenner Granston and Dom DeAngelis. And taking this draw will be Feldman for UMBC. Bucknell wins it back for Callahan. Callahan has saucer passed to the outside. This one controlled back again by Vallis. Vallis will circle the cage, try a wrap around. That one is broken up. Trying to work this one ahead. Trying to find ahead for DeAngelis, trying to get it up and out of the zone. DeAngelis still controlled, but Bucknell able to take it back with Tucker Vallis. Lewis still has it, trying to work it ahead, flipped up into the air. DeAngelis has it, tries to dump it in off of the skate of Brady Callahan. Kordanowski will carry this one in, drop it back. That shot from the outside from Bush goes wide of the goal. So trying on the wraparound, try that one, just leaks through the crease, does not go in. Feldman controlling along the outside. Brady Callahan knocks him free on the outside. Another penalty for Bucknell. Brady Callahan to the box for 2 minutes. Fourth power play of the game for UMBC. Bucknell penalty number 24, Brady Callahan. 2 minutes for interference for a UMBC power play. Fourth power play of the game coming for UMBC. Bucknell unhappy with the call, still arguing 2 minutes later. Bucknell will win the draw. They'll try to work this one in for a short-handed chance for Eric Bush. Fire, that one turned aside by Sean Brown, shutting down the breakaway of Eric Bush. UMBC still controlling, trying to work this one out to the outside, controlled by Bucknell still in the zone. Freeze dumps it back for Granson. Freeze controls, trying to work it ahead. Collinson, now DeAngelis, carries it in. He'll work it over for Freeze. Freeze has it. Looks for some options. He carries this one to the boards. Works it back for Alicia Hees. That one gets out of the zone. Delayed offside as Bucknell will control. UMBC forced to retreat. Kordanowski chases this one down behind Brown. He'll try centering pass. That one broken up. It'll be Brenner Granston controlling this one, looking to start a rush. Shut down by Kordanowski. More pressure from the outside. Collinson pushes him to the boards, freeing up Granston to make a rush. Granston poked away. It'll be Kordanowski again. He'll hold this one himself. He'll fire. That one turned aside by Brown, and he will cover in the crease. 4:58 to go in period two. 51 seconds left on the power play. 5-1 for Bucknell. Bucknell with three shots on goal on this penalty kill. UMBC still looking for their first shots on goal. 41-10 on the game for Bucknell. Hayes wins this draw. Feldman controls along the boards. Bucknell still complaining about the penalty, even though it's almost over. Feldman controls this one along the blue line, working this one all the way back out. Don't forget that. 28 seconds left on the power play. UMBC cannot get this puck out of their zone. Ryan Lee will control it. That one taken away. Lee still trying to take it back. And Bucknell pushed it all the way back in. No zone time for UMBC on this power play. 10 seconds to go. Hit along to the outside. Patrick Daly has it. He'll try to get to the middle. And the play blown dead. 2 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. Gavin Hayes to the box. First power play of the game upcoming for UMBC. UMBC penalty number 18, Gavin Hayes, 2 minutes for roughing. Four on four for the final 2 seconds of this power play for UMBC before a minute and 58 seconds of power play time for Bucknell. 4:09 to go in the second period, 5-1 for Bucknell. Delay before the draw. Collinson chatting with the officials. Opposite of the draw for him will be Tucker Ballas. The draw will be won by Bucknell. They'll try to work this one around to the outside. Branston has it. He'll work this one ahead. And he'll dump it down. Gets through. Bucknell will be forced to retreat. Brady Callahan out of the box and with the puck. Matolo back to Callahan. His shot goes over the net and hits the glass. Griffin Tully controls, he'll try a stuff attempt, shut down by Brown and cleared. Ryan Lee, unable to get the puck out. Collinson tries a whack at it, and second try is shut down once again. Puck goes down to the opposite end, played by Callahan. He'll work it off the boards. Callahan tries a cut to the middle. That puck is through Brown and cleared off of the crease. Kornowski pressured along the boards. Looks all the way back. Callahan will control this one at the blue line. Works it down along the wing. Back for Callahan at the point. Slowed down. Look at the cross crease pass. Does not connect. Branston sends it up and out of play. 3:07 to go in the second period. 5-1 for Bucknell. 58 seconds to go on the penalty kill for UMBC on Bucknell's first power play of the game. This faceoff will come outside of the offensive zone. Ethan Freeze will be taking this draw for UMBC. Bucknell will win it. They'll retreat this one back to Kleinberger. Kleinberger skates it in. They'll fire this one into the pads of Brown for a save, picked up by Afzelius. They'll slow this one down behind the cage, looking back for Kordanowski. Kordanowski pressured by Hembrecht. Working it over to Eric Busch. Back once again to the point, and back for Busch on the wing. He'll look for a shot from the outside, saved by Brown and kicked into the corner. Busch and Heasel battle for it. This one will come back to Kleinberger. Kleinberger off the boards, back to Busch. Busch will try to send that one broken up by Hees, but picked up by Buckley again. Busch has it. He'll try sending pass down low. That one broken up. Kornowski trying to bury that one, and Freeze will get it up and out of the zone. 10 seconds left on the penalty kill. Likely will kill the rest of this off, barring a final rush. And there's a final rush. 2-on-1 for Bucknell. They'll want to cut this one into the zone and fire that one wide. Good defensive play by Matt Hembrecht, and better goaltending from Sean Brown to shut down any angle. Penalty over for UMBC, back to even strength with 2 minutes to go in the second period. Bucknell still in control. This work this one back to the point. That one will escape all the way back down after it gets through Patrick Daly. Goaltender Strickler will work this for Kleinberger. UMBC with some pressure along the board, still trying to keep in control. Bucknell will come up with it. They'll try to work this one ahead. Quick line changes for UMBC. Hayes gets this one back for Freeze. Freeze will look for an opportunity as he cuts this one in along the boards. He'll be knocked away by Pat Daly. Bucknell has it. They'll try to work this one back ahead. Sending this one deep is Nate Badger. Tomanac controls, sends it along the opposite side of the boards, blocked by Bucknell. Tully keeps it in. He'll wind up with a slap shot. That one ends up going wide. Callahan picks it up. Back at the point. That one saved by Brown with 1:03 to go in the first period.
It sucks. You're a big dude. They ain't gonna call it on you.
Does he stop whining ever? Jesus.
No. I don't even want to say to him, this is a club sport. You're not getting paid for it, and you're not that good. You're just a big guy. Come on.
You're winning 5-1.
You literally paid to do this.
You just had the last power play.
Yeah, he just needs to shut up.
Schaub taking this draw with 63 seconds. Okay. 1 minute remaining in the period. Bucknell will try a cross crease pass. That one broken up and up and out of play again. 54 seconds to go in the period again. More players coming on and off. Draw will come outside of the zone. Schaub will be taking this one opposite of Kornowski. Kornowski wins it, but too cleanly. It'll go all the way back down behind Strickler. 45 seconds to go in the second period. Bucknell patiently controlling this one in their own zone, sending it cross crease for Vallis. Picked up once again, Brown works it back behind his own cage. Kind of wheel this one all the way back out. Bucknell still able to control. Temenak will try to chase this one alongside Eric Bush. Bush wins it, tries it for Callahan, knocked away. UMBC will get this out of the zone. 20 seconds left in the second period. Callahan has it. Picked up by Schaub. 13 seconds left. Branston trying to make something happen here in the final seconds. Now Branston will carry this one himself. Tries to cut it through, has it knocked away. Down for the final 3 seconds. Bucknell will just run out the clock here on the second period. That's it for 40 minutes. Only one goal in the second period, courtesy of Bucknell. It is 5-1 after 40 minutes. Lone goal coming from Tommy Patolo. Third period underway between Bucknell and UMBC. 5-1 the score as we head into the final 20 minutes. Scotty Collinson gets a 2-on-2 right off the bat and jumps this one back into the zone. Tries to send it cross crease for Freeze, unable to get it to connect. Lee will chase this one down into the corner. Ryan Lee will still be battling for this one along the boards. Picked up once again. Lee takes him down, tries a centering pass to Collinson that does not connect. That one saved by Strickler. Bit of a wipeout for Eric Afzelius. He goes to the bench 29 seconds into the period, a little slowly. Another faceoff coming in the Bucknell zone. Scotty Collinson will be taking this one once again. Bucknell wins it. This one will go over to Kleinberger. Trying to work this one ahead for Kanto. Branston shuts him down, able to get it out. Lee has it, looking for Lee. Backhand pass doesn't connect. Looking for Lee again. Beating him to that puck is Vitolo. Vitolo will slow it down. And Bucknell will carry it ahead. Daly has it in the zone. Back all the way down. Picked up by UMBC behind their own cage. Bucknell still has it. He'll try a wraparound. That one goes through the crease and wide. Picked up by Lee again. Dumps it back for Granston to start this one behind his own cage. Lee works it over for Freeze. Saucer pass just off the stick. Knocked out of the air by Kornowski. Kornowski cuts to the cage on his forehand. That one shut down by Brown and kicked into the corner. Another big save for Brown. This one will go all the way back down to the point. Working this one across the crease for Kleinberger. UMBC able to kick it up and out of the zone. This one will go all the way down to be played by Strickler. Strickler leaves it for Vallis. Vallis will start it up and work it to the neutral zone on a pass for Bucknell. Eric Bush has that one blocked by Feldman. Now trying to work this one ahead back for Kornowski. He'll fire that one into the chest of Brown. He'll cover that one for another save.
Happens.
Some line changes coming for all sides now. This faceoff will be coming again in the UMBC zone to be taken by Gavin Hayes, opposite of Kornowski. Two goals back in the first period for him. This draw will be won and knocked free. Alicia Heaves picks that one up in the opposite corner and try to work that one ahead. Bucknell still able to keep it in. It's Eric Bush with it. Bush controls. He'll fire that one from the outside. Another save kicked aside by Brown. scrum for it, still along the boards. This one will be chased down by Hembrick behind his cage. Tucker Vallis will get to the first try, a centering pass. That one doesn't get through. Vallis still has it. He'll try a wraparound on the other side, and he scores. That one goes right underneath Brown into the nets. It is 6-1 for Bucknell. Bucknell goal scored by number 22, Tucker Vallis, assisted by number 17, Jared Kornowski. Time of the goal, 2:21. Play resumes. 17:30 to go in period three. 5-goal lead for Bucknell. Alicia Hees will carry this one for UMBC over the zone. She's got this one, try to work it ahead on the outside, has that one taken away. Kleinberger takes it into the zone, and offside called on Bucknell. Play blown dead for another faceoff. Faceoff will come in the neutral zone. Scotty Collinson go up against Mason Kanto for this draw. Collinson will win it. Alicia Hees tried to look for freeze off the boards. Bucknell will take it back. Going to get that one through Hembrecht. Hembrecht able to break it up and try to work it up and out of the zone. He will. Bucknell will retreat. Patrick Daly has it, controls on his forehand. That one kicked aside with the stick for Sean Brown. Back out of the zone again. Kleinberger, that one will go into the bench. Kleinberger sends that puck into the bench. Looks like everyone's okay.
Coach got hit in the face.
Who did, Derek? Derek got hit?
Coach takes a puck to the face.
Like straight in the face.
It'd be like that.
Hey, Coach! Coach!
Derek!
Please.
Need a
trainer? No, we got one.
Thank you.
Coach will get attended to on the bench, taking a puck to the face. Looks like he's all right, but just to be sure. Ethan Freeze carries this one in. He'll dump that one back behind the Bucknell net. 16:37 to go in period three. He'll work that one ahead. That one will escape the zone, picked up by Semenak. Semenak ahead. Ethan Freeze will chase this one down. Vitola will beat him to the puck. Getting it back and dumping it back in for Bucknell. Chase back down on the boards. Eric Bush has it. Challenged by Scotty Collinson. He'll try a centering pass broken up by Lee. That one gets through. Saved by Brown. Semenak attempts a hit. Countered. Getting it back is Lee. Lee trying to get chased down by Vallis. And getting it back, Scotty Collinson. Bucknell takes it back. Callahan tries to work that one ahead. Vallis will dump it in. Looking for an opportunity, cutting to the net, taken away. Temenek tries to work that one up and out of the zone. Big hit from Ryan Lee on Vitolo. Freeze tries to work that one out. Physicality picking up here in the defensive zone for UMBC. Bucknell still has it, controlling. They'll try centering pass. That one is broken up by Collinson. Gunnar Granson controls. He's got Ethan Freeze on his opposite wing. Tries to work it for him. And that pass is broken up by Callahan. Granson trying to find Freeze on the cross-ice pass. Carrying it ahead is Vitolo, latest goal scorer for Bucknell. He'll dump that one behind the cage to be played by Lee. Lee's clearing attempt kept in. Collinson will try to bow for it. Bucknell will keep it in. Brady Callahan will try a centering pass that does not connect. It'll go back through. Evzelius dumps it back. Cross ice pass. That one turned aside. Another big save for Sean Brown on Griffin Tully. Bucknell will retreat all the way back into their own zone. They'll slow this one down. 14:40 to go in the third period. That pass does not connect. Brenner Granston will clear it up and out of the zone. Feldman picks it back up, back for Granston. Granston slows it down, tries to look for an option. His pass is broken up and picked up by Griffin Tully. Tully works it over. Unable to control is Evzelius. This one will go all the way back down. Bucknell will be forced to chase it in their own zone. No icing. Puck does not have the distance. Tucker Vallis with it again. Working it back for Badger. Gordon Noski. And broken up by Feldman. Hayes will dump it away into the skates of DeAngelis. And getting it by is Kanto. Kanto on his backhand into the zone. He'll try to work it ahead, unable to get through. Hembrick knocked down by a hit. Trying to work this one in front, unable to get it through. Hembrick will try to pick that one back up. DeAngelis pressures Kleinberger. That shot from the outside ripped wide of the goal by Kleinberger. Slowing it down again. Another shot into the pads of Brown from an angle. No problem for him on that one. Kanto with it again, trying to work that towards the crease, unable to get it through on the defense by Brady Toms. Toms clears it up and out of the zone. Strickler will play this one, washing out the icing. And Afzelius will control as line changes come for both sides. Philip Crum will pressure Patrick Daly on this puck. He'll take a hit from Kleinberger. Hembrick will chase this one back down. Circles this one behind his own cage, looks for an option, and he's got Temenek. Schaub controls this one on his backhand, dumps it back, taken back by Vallis. Vallis works it for Bush. Bush has a cross-ice back, tries to work it back for Bush, unable to connect. Picking it up on the back check is Vallis. They'll try another opportunity. That puck is in the crease still, unable to get it through. This one will come back to the point for Callahan. Callahan will fire that one. That one will go wide. All the way back down. Kleinberger will chase it in his own end. Several opportunities for Buckley on that possession, or Bucknell on that possession, unable to get any on goal. Callahan has it, has that one picked off by Freeze, but Bucknell able to get it back. Callahan regains control, has that one taken away by Crum. He'll dump it up and away. Kleinberger brings it into zone, fires it in, and fires it right to Brown. Puck will bounce right up into his glove for another save with 11:48 to go in the third period. Scotty Collinson coming onto the ice for UMBC now to take this draw in their own end. Opposite of him will be Patrick Daly for Bucknell. Collinson will win it. Bucknell will regain control. This one will come back for Kleinberger. Kleinberger will work it around. Hembrick tries to clear it up and out of the zone on the opposite wing. Callahan's there to keep it in. Alicia Hees picks off that pass and she'll carry it in herself. Good stick handling from Hees. Gets it near the outside. Tries to get one through the feet of Patrick Daly. Unable to get it through the skates. Bucknell will move it the other way. Badger will dump this one in. Hembrick will chase it down. He'll try to clear this one out for Hees. Back for Hembrick, trying to control, loses track. Just unable to get that puck out of the zone is Poeschel. Trying to get that one through Collinson. That one will come to Brown for a save and a cover with 11:06 to go in period 3. 6-1 for Bucknell University. Shots on goal, a gaudy 57-11 for Bucknell. Collinson will stay on the ice for UMBC to take this draw. Kordonoski will win it. That one is picked off and knocked out of the zone by Scotty Collinson on the shot block. Griffin Tully picks it up. Kyle Crichton skates it in the zone. He'll try centering pass. That one's broken up by Freeze. Freeze tries to work it for Ryan Lee. They'll battle for it in the neutral zone. And knocking that one away is Tully. Lee picks it back up. Hembrick first of the puck, works it to Hees. And that one will get out of zone. Lee, battle for it along the boards. Doesn't like the hit placed on him, a scrum with Lee. Very bizarre reaction from Bucknell on a very nothing play from Ryan Lee. And all of them will go to the ice. 10:23 to go in the final period. I imagine some Bucknell players will be headed to the box for that. Very strange play. Ryan Lee at the center of it, lays a hit along the boards. The entirety of the Bucknell lineup decides they don't like it very much. imagine some penalties will be doled out here in the coming moments. Officials waiting for everything to sort out now.
Looks like
it will be offsetting. And will be two guys out of the game. Ryan Lee and Eric Bush are done for the night. Can't imagine why Lee is done. He didn't really do much there, but penalties will be coming up here. And Scotty Collinson will be going to the box. Play here as the officials wait to sort out back in a moment with the penalties. So after long discussion, Ryan Lee is out of the game, as well as Eric Bush. They're done for the night. Final call will be 4-on-4 for 4 minutes for both sides. Scotty Collinson to the box, as well as another player for Bucknell. So all in all, penalties end up even somehow. I'll give refs benefit of the doubt that they had a better view than I did, but doesn't seem like Ryan did much. Halfway through the third period, now one goal in this period. It belongs to Bucknell. This one will come through. That one deflects wide by Griffin Tully. This one will clear out of the zone, picked up by Kordnoski. Picked up by Buckley. 9:17 left in the third period. Down in the penalty kill for both sides on 4-on-4. Cameron Kleinberger works it to the outside. He'll dump this one down and back in. Hembrick will chase it down behind Brown. Buckley will control this one at the point once again. Patrick Daly works it over. This shot from the outside will bounce to the crease. That one's still loose and knocked away by Heeds. Heeds will attempt to clear it out. Freeze tries to get it out on the backhand. They'll control this one. They'll try a centering pass. And play is blown dead.
Net.
Net comes off its moorings with 8:34 to go in the period. We'll delay before the next drop. Freeze will take this draw. And he'll win it back to Hembrick. Hembrick circles it all the way around, trying to get this one up and out of the zone. Bucknell able to beat the puck to the line. Avzelius will circle this one all the way around on his backhand. He'll look for an option again. Does a full lap around the zone. Dumps it back behind the cage. Hembrick will battle him for it. Avzelius will keep it. Alicia Hees comes up with it, and she will move this one up and away. She'll poke this one into the zone, keep the pressure on, trying to flip that one up and out of the zone, just out of the reach of Jack Spence. Chasing that down will be Mason Conto, but Spence will beat him to it. Freeze, makes a move around one, trying to carry this one into the zone. Looks for an option. Freeze still has it, carries it down the wing. Tries to find Jack Spence. Spence just couldn't get his stick on the pass. Temenak, the only man back. It's a one-on-one against him and Kordnoski. Kordnoski fires that one over the goal. That one, puck is still loose and swept off of the line. Keeping it out of the goal is Micah Temenak, stopping a sure goal. Freeze the other way, trying to get one back as Callahan breaks that one up with a stick. 7:15 to go in the period. A centering pass gets through Brown, able to kick it back out to the crease. Jack Spence trying to clear it back out. Temenak still has it. Still controlling it along the boards. They'll try to work that one towards the cage. That one shot and covered by Sean Brown with 6:53 to go in the period. 31 seconds left for the 4-on-4. Shots on goal 61-11 for Bucknell to this point. This will be another face-off in the UMBC zone. Brady Toms will take it, and Brady Toms will win it. Bucknell able to take it back. Lewis circles that one up and away from the zone. Mm-hmm. Toms will chase. Callahan will come up with it. And Callahan will circle this one all the way back around. 3-on-2 for Bucknell. Callahan will wait, hold, and fire that one off the outside of the cage. We'll try to flip that one to the front. Lewis will scrum forward in front, leaving it for Brenner Granston behind the cage. Granston holds, waits for some line changes. 4-on-4 ends. Granston will look ahead. D'Angelo still scrum forward along the boards. There'll be another scrum in front. No punch is going to be thrown. D'Angelo and Sebastian Buckley. No penalties will be doled out. They'll let that one go for the time being. Buckley looked like he threw one to the head of D'Angelo. Another big hit from D'Angelo knocks the play down along the boards. Granston still has it in control. Stick handling through the neutral zone. He'll control again. Got another one through. Looking for an opportunity as Granston tries a centering pass, trying to find Poschel, unable to get it through on the defense. Poschel will still scrum forward along the boards. He'll keep battling forward again. Picking this one up is Sebastian Buckley. He'll go one-on-one with Brenner Granston. He'll be forced to the wing on the defense from Granston. Centering pass goes up and out of the zone. Picked up again. That shot fired into the glove of Sean Brown for another save with 5:13 to go. And now it doesn't work. Buckner wins this draw. The one timer from the point from Vitolo, turned aside by Brown again. They'll circle this one behind the cage. They'll still control this one behind the cage, pressured by Hembrecht. Hembrecht will knock that one free, right to another Bucknell player. Picked up once again. They'll wheel this one all the way back around in front. That one goes through the crease, and Hembrecht able to pick it up. Prum gets it up and out of the zone. Bucknell will force to retreat and try again. Hembrecht clears this one up over on the boards. That one will get out. That one will be knocked out by Van Bracken. Picked up again by Bucknell. Kordanowski still looking for a hat trick on the night for himself after two in the first period. He'll try a centering pass, no one home. That one will escape and go all the way back. Brady Callahan will control. 4:15 to go in the final period. Scrum has it, dumps it back. That'll be played by Strickler, the goaltender. Little delay in the defensive zone, allow for some line changes for their forwards. And carry this one up down the wing. That one fired in, turned aside, a save by Brown. Hughes clears it out of the crease and for Crum. Bucknell still has it, waits for them to get onside. They'll fire that one from the outside. Tucker Vallis drives that one over the cage. Callahan still has it, forced to the middle, knocked off the puck by Crum. Knocked off a second time, but still controls, fires that one into the crease. That puck is still loose, and the rebound score. Mason Conto makes it 7-1 off of the rebound. .27 to go in the third period, and it is 7-1. Bucknell goal scored by number 10, Mason Conto, assisted by number 24, Brady Callahan. Time of the goal, 16:33. Collinson will win the ensuing faceoff as we get down to the final 3:25 of the game. 6-goal lead for Bucknell University. Mason Conto with the goal, assisted by Brady Callahan. Bucknell will control once again. Nate Badger will try to work this one in. This one will go back down into the defensive zone. Unable to get it past D'Angelo is Vitolo. Vitolo will skate this one into the neutral zone. He'll be pressured by Freeze. And he'll retreat it back to Griffin Tully. Freeze able to intercept. He'll carry this one into the zone. He's got D'Angelo on his opposite. Freeze looks for an option. Nothing going through the middle. He'll work this one back for Hembrecht. He'll fire that one. That one gets blocked. Collinson tries a centering pass again. Keyes will chase this one all the way back down in her own zone after the clear from Buckley.
Oh! Come on!
Trying to throw a hit on Alicia Hees and leaving his feet totally missing. Big scrum behind the net.
Looking good.
Totally unnecessary, up six goals. Play resumes. Down the Angeles, his night is done. Somehow Bucknell comes out of this with a power play after a pretty blatant headhunting hit on Alicia Hees. And UMBC will kill off the final 2 minutes of this game on the penalty kill. A 5 minute power play for Bucknell. Very interesting reasoning there. Still a lot of time for this game to get out of control here. Shot from the outside, turned aside again. Freeze will pick it up and out of the zone. 1:45 to go in the game, 7-1 for Bucknell. Carry this one into the zone. It will be Tornoski. They'll try a cross crease pass. That one goes wide. Still looking for it again. Controlled along the boards. Controls that one again. That one knocked aside by Freeze into the boards. Branson has it. Tries to pick this one up and he'll try to control this one. He'll go 2-on-1. He'll try to take this one himself and cut his way through. Gets through a couple and able to force this one down. 1 minute remaining in the period. Collinson battles for it, able to still keep this one into the zone. 48 seconds to go in the game. This one all but in the books. UMBC maybe to look to get one shorthanded as Freeze controls in the neutral zone. Flips this one all the way up and in. That one will be controlled and knocked down by Strickler. Down to the final 30 seconds of the game. Puck in the Bucknell zone. And they will simply look to kill off the rest of the clock here. Unless they try for one more opportunity. This is a one-on-one between Konso and Brenner Granston. Granston shuts him down and forces him to the corner. 15 seconds to go. Circling this one all the way back around on the backhand for Callahan. He'll swirl around and fire that one into the chest of Brown for a save in the final 6.4 seconds of this one. There'll be one final face-off for this one. And taking the draw, one by UMBC. This one will go all the way back down and be over. Granston will run out the clock. 7-1 the final score. And Bucknell wins it. Final shots on goal, 68-12. And we'll win it by a final score of 7-1.